All right, talking here with Amanda Couture. How's everything going?
Really good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Getting to talk to you for the first time in quite a while. And you have an awesome song we're going to talk about in a bit. But I'm a little curious, you know, sort of how you got started into music, actually pursuing this as a career versus it being just a hobby, like singing in the shower, your own rendition of what we now refer to as carpool karaoke.
So I actually have always been super musical, I would say. I took singing lessons from the age of 10, and I played violin and viola and played guitar for most of my life, actually. And I only started taking songwriting and singing more seriously probably in the last 2 years, I would say. I don't know. I think I just got into, you know, my early 20s and I went to university because I'm a bit of a realist, I will say. I'm a dreamer, but I'm also a pretty intense realist. So I went to school because that's what you do, and I became a nurse. And kind of once I got settled into my life, I just felt like something was missing, and that was my music. And then I just kind of started chasing it a bit more and started releasing music and writing more professionally. And now here we are.
So what was that like then when you're starting to chase it more professionally while trying to balance a career as a nurse?
It was tough because I didn't realize this, but when you start songwriting, professional songwriters, that's their job, right? So they want to work during the day, whereas, you know, I had kind of a day job. So a lot of my write, I could only be available during the evening. So it was a lot of balancing acts trying to make it work. But I'm really lucky in my career because I kind of make my own schedule now. I got out of the hospital nursing and got into a clinic setting. So now I kind of work whenever I want to. So it actually ended up being easier now because I can just kind of make my schedule around songwriting sessions or the trips that you have to do and all that.
Oh, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The timing of the release of the song Triple on the Double was a unique one, to be sure, as you poked fun on your own social media. A song about drinking and being single was released while you just gave birth to your first child.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. I had to make it clear to anybody who was listening that I wasn't actually single or getting drunk while I was with child and I just had a baby. But I just really liked the song and I kind of wanted to get it released before summer kicked off. And it just kind of was the timing, I guess.
So what is that like trying to pursue music, but now being a mom? Has it changed anything for you? I know we're only a couple months into you being a new mother, but has that changed any perspectives or anything like that for yourself?
For sure. It's a whole new ball game, and it gives me so much respect for any parent, any new parent trying to do a job like music or do any job really, just because you always have a plus one. And especially as the mom or the feeder, you know, you have to be with them all the time. You can't just kind of drop them off with dad and leave for 3 days at the beginning, at least. So like, for example, I was in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago cutting some music and I had to bring her with me and bring my mom with me. And my mom would just come to the studio every few hours and I'd feed her. And then my mom would take her, you know, but it's they're just these little leeches that you can't get rid of. And it's a privilege. I love it a lot. But yeah, it's definitely a whole extra just added hassle sometimes, honestly. Privilege. I'm really lucky.
So the song itself, Triple on a Double, how did this one come about for you? I know it was written with Gregory Becker and Peter Newman. Sort of where did the idea come from for you to be a co-writer on this song? Was an idea of yours that you maybe had prior to the pregnancy, or you're just really craving alcohol while you were pregnant? So let's do a song about triples on doubles.
So I was writing with Greg and Peter, who are like super accomplished writers. Peter just had a cut on Megan Maroney's album. Greg has had cuts with Rascal Flatts and Mackenzie Porter and wrote a musical. They're just super talented writers. But no, we kind of were a little bit stumped during the write. Like I came in with some ideas, but nothing was really vibing or flowing. And then Greg had mentioned that he had heard someone say that at a wedding, pour me a triple on the double because I guess I'm single again. And he's like, we're like, ooh, I kind of like that. I wonder if we could make that work in a song, even though that's not where I'm at in my life. I like the idea of that. Just kind of rolled with it, and a song about someone who's kind of down on their luck, but they're going to have a good time and make the best of it. And then that song came.
So in this day and age when artists are supposed to be more and more themselves, be more, this is a word I've come to loathe, authentic. What is it like then putting out a song when you're not single, you're not drinking, you're happily married with a child now?
Right. Yeah, you know, I definitely can't relate to it now, but there was a time in my life where I definitely could relate to it. And I also just love drinking songs, even when I'm not drinking. I feel like if a song doesn't make, you know, you want, I like songs that make me think, or they make me dance, or they make me want to get up and do something. And that's kind of what that song meant to be, even though I wasn't relating with it on a personal level. That's, oh, I'm single and I'm going to go have fun. It's like the song still makes me want to roll my windows down and sing and dance. And I can relate to it on some level because I do remember being single, you know, back in the day.
The husband didn't take anything personal to that. You writing a song about wanting to be single and going out partying and drinking.
He loves it.
I was curious how artists like their spouse, especially if they're the one who writes it and it's a song about, you know, wanting either like not being happy in a relationship or something. Like, I'd be sitting there going, I do not want to be this person's partner at the moment.
I totally, I know.
Was there a discussion before this song was released? It's going, honey, 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 it wasn't. It's not about you. I swear.
I swear. I know. I do kind of. I say this all the time because I'm, you know, now that I'm kind of more mature in my, you know, I'm married and I have a baby. It's like, I wish I would have done more releasing when I was single and younger, but it just wasn't the right time. You know, everything happens for a reason. And it just, this is when the music is getting pumped out. So I don't know.
Well, the song Triple on the Double, it is absolutely fantastic. It's one that
Thank
I
you.
Know personally I have had to crank up loud. I do remember when it first came out, I sent you a message or I had said something, I liked it, and it was almost like you were second guessing that I actually liked it.
I know. I think you reposted it in your Instagram story, and I was like, oh, thank you. You like it? I'm still always.
I was like, why wouldn't I like it?
I don't know. I'm so hard on myself and I'm so critical of myself. I always have been, especially with music. So when somebody sends me a kind message, it's like I almost am like, oh, they're just saying that to be nice. Even if I'm really proud of something, I'm just always not too sure.
Oh, I'm the same exact way. So. So what all is the plan for the rest of the year? I know we're already into August now. CCMAs are coming up. You were telling me before you may or may not be there. Sort of, what's the plan for 2024 for you?
So I have 5 more songs that are done and dusted and ready to be released. I'm releasing one this coming Friday called I Talk to Jesus, and it's kind of like my first sad song that's coming out. So that's really excited. And then just in this world of, you know, how artists just release singles, I think I'm just going to do singles every couple months. So that will actually bring us into 2025. And then next summer, when my baby's a bit older, hopefully I can go to all these events and spend extra time in places. But for now, with a 2-month-old, it's just kind of ties me down a little bit. But I have some really amazing music that I wrote with some really amazing writers in Nashville. And I'm really excited for everybody to hear what I have.
So you go from writing a song like Triple on the Double, fun, good time, to having a conversation with Jesus. So I'm guessing too much triples on the doubles?
Yeah. And it's an interesting song. It's one of those songs that you kind of have to listen to it for the title to make sense. So it comes out and I'm excited for everybody to hear it because it's kind of one of those songs that you don't really know what it's going to be about. And then the chorus tells a story.
Well, it's an absolute awesome song. I know everybody's going to love it. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Amanda.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.